Joining us here at MissouriNet.com is Joe Creedy. Joe, my first question is, let's go back to the 2005 World Series, and you get plunked by Roy Oswalt in the chest. Was he frustrated at a time when you guys were starting to dominate that particular game?
I don't think it was intentional at all. I think I was just more of the emotion starting to play out in the whole game and atmosphere, and knowing we were so close to winning it and being up two games and starting to come back. And we were wanting to, you know, really bury him that game, and they kept coming. The game was just going back and forth, back and forth. And I think it was more emotions than me having anything personal or him having anything personal about me. So I don't think he was throwing at me. It was just more my emotions coming out.
Well, we'll get back to that World Series and your career. But talk about this induction into the Missouri Sports Hall of Fame and what it means to you.
Well, definitely it means a lot. You know, I had a chance to see all the members in the Sports Hall of Fame, and to see my name along with the people that are in there is just, it's on your speechless almost. You know, I mean, you know, being a kid growing up in Westphalia, you know, a town of 200 people, you wouldn't expect to be inducted into the Missouri Sports Hall of Fame. And, you know, for me, it's just an example of how I was raised and the people that were around me and the people that are always pushing me, you know, my parents and, you know, my brother and all my teammates in high school and in the minor leagues and in the major leagues, you know, always pushing me to want me to be to get better and to work harder. And, you know, this, like I said earlier before, this is just icing on the cake, and I won't have to remember those four strikeouts in my last big league game.
You know, no disrespect to the other members who will be inducted, but you are the youngest one to go in there. And as you were making your speech, it still sounds to me like you got a little bit of hunger still, that if you could play, you'd still want to be out there.
Oh, definitely. I tried to come back in 2010. I signed with the Rockies, and, you know, I started working out again. And after about 2 weeks of going through my regular routine, my back was just right back at square one. And I looked at my wife and I said, I don't know if I can handle another surgery and another rehab, because that's probably one of the worst things as a professional player that you could go through, is having to go through the whole surgery process and the rehab process while your team's out there playing. And it's just it was very frustrating for me. And I figured I needed to take a year off and see where I'm at again. And I did that. And you know what? My back was still the same. You know, I mean, even trying to play in a golf tournament was tough for me, but I've been able to play in a few, you know, since I've not played. And I've lasted about 10, 11 holes, and then, you know, some of them I lasted 9 holes. But it, you know, I've kind of accepted it, and it's just the way it's going to be for me. And I've learned to try and deal with it. And, you know, I try to live my life around it now, you know, because it's just a constant reminder every day when I get out of bed and try to go and do stuff on the farm, and it's there, and it just doesn't seem like it's ever going to go away. But you know, I just try to stay positive about everything. And like I said, now I'm focused on raising my kids and hopefully finding a coaching career somewhere. And you know, whether that be around here or professionally, you know I'm all for it.
And you certainly reached the pinnacle of your sport, winning the World Series, and you did it with the Chicago White Sox, and being a native of that city, I know the long suffering that not only White Sox but Cub fans had, because they hadn't had a World Series championship there since the early 1900s for both teams. Go back to that season, and did you feel pressure? Did you start to feel some of that desire from the fans that, hey, we've got a shot here to do it? And on the South Side, where they don't get as much respect as the Cubs did.
Absolutely. I think going into the playoffs, I think there was doubt. But it seemed like after our first game against Boston, that first round where we beat them like 12 or 13 to nothing, and it was like, wow, this is the defending champions, and we just absolutely stomped them. And it seemed like there was no looking back after that. You know, we had that first game with Anaheim where they got on top of us. But, you know, we had 4 or 5 complete games in a row there from our pitching staff. And I felt, man, we're going to ride our pitchers all the way through this, because our pitching staff was just unbelievable that year and was on an unbelievable run. And I thought to myself, man, we're going to ride these guys all the way to a championship here. And sure enough, we did. And, you know, we didn't really know the magnitude of what we just accomplished until we got back to Chicago you know, that night there was a party there in Houston at the hotel, but then the next day we fly into Chicago and they had the all the fire trucks and everything out on the runway when our plane showed up, and then the fans at the airport, and then the parade was just I'm getting chills right now just thinking about the parade that they had and the 2 million people that showed up downtown, and you know, the largest parade in probably the history of Chicago. And to be a part of that was something I'll never, ever forget.
How often do you sing Journey, Don't Stop Believing when you're out on the tractor?
I've heard it so many times. You know, it doesn't get old, but every time I do hear it in a sports bar or anywhere, it does just, it brings me right back to that year and the good times that we had, and, you know, having a chance to hang out with Steve Perry. It always makes me laugh, and it was definitely a great time in my life that I'm always going to remember.
Two more questions. No disrespect to Jermaine Dye, but how did you not win the World Series MVP?
You know, Jermaine had a great series as well. You know, he had, I think, one of the highest batting averages for a four-game set in a World Series. So, you know, it was, you got great cases either way for Jermaine. He had a big home run there in the first game of the World Series. And, you know, he was our MVP the whole season. You know, he had 40-some home runs throughout the whole season, and he just continued, you know, right through the postseason for us. And he was always the guy that we always leaned on to get that run. It seemed like they were kind of far and few between that year. You know, we kind of rode our pitching staff most of the year that year, and Jermaine was that one constant in the offensive lineup that always you could count on to produce a run for us.
Well, you know, you were no slouch either, and a lot of people here, especially here being Cardinal fans, will think of David Freese and the clutch hits that he came up with, but you came up in some clutch situations where you had to deliver, and you did too. Talk about delivering in those pressure situations.
Well, I think, you know, you for me, it was always getting caught up into the game, you know, and, you know, wanting to be that guy to be in that position. I think that separates a lot of players from those kind of moments is, you know, some guys will just start to have doubts creep in their mind and already have an outcome already, you know, complete in their head. And, you know, for me, it was, you know, I'm going to go up there. I'm going to get a base hit. I want to be that guy in that situation to end this game. You know, because I hated extra innings. But, you know, I think that was the biggest thing for me. It was wanting to be in that situation and always anticipating, you know, am I going to have an opportunity to come up here in the ninth, and who am I going to face, and what's he going to throw me? I always played out that scenario every time in every game. I had always played that out, you know, towards the end of the game of if I was going to come up and what situation I was going to be in.
And my final question. Ozzie Guillen.
Oh, that's speechless.
I put you on the spot with that one. You don't have to answer it.
You know, he was a great friend of mine, and you know, he was fun to play for, and you know, he always loved the kids, my kids, and you know, I knew Ozzie's kids, and everybody. It was a great situation, you know, and he's just run into an unfortunate series of circumstances in Miami, and. You know, we live and learn from our mistakes, and, you know, Ozzie's a great guy, and, you know, and I'll always remember Ozzie as, you know, the manager who helped lead us to a World Series championship.
Well, Joe, congratulations on your induction in the Missouri Sports Hall of Fame, and thanks for your time.
Thank you very much.